This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Guess what? It's Monday. Monday, March 25th, 2019. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting you another Good Day opportunity with the DJV gang. Well, two-thirds of the lady list is here. Victoria is off this week in Nashville. She's in Nashville, having a little fun with her girl pals. And so Jennifer is here. She wouldn't be there. Victoria's not the first one. Jennifer likes to take weekends with your gal pals, too. Don't you go off sometimes?
I do. It's really good for my mental health to try to take these little weekend trips. You know, you get out of town and change your scenery a little bit. It's good.
Right. Kara, do you go places? Didn't you just recently go play you on a camping trip with some of your gal pals, didn't you?
Not that I know of. That would have been a surprise. But, yeah, that's been my new thing this year, too, is going away on the weekend.
I want her to come see me.
Yeah, sure. I still think we need to take a Vegas trip. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Meet in Vegas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you're ready, let's go.
All right, speaking of being ready, let's get at the continuing focus on Robert Mueller's report, what it did find, what it didn't find. Jennifer's the perfect person to give us a summary of that. What's new in the last couple of hours? Anything?
Well, an ominous tweet, actually, sent from Lindsey Graham has caught the eyes of many people. He did this in the last few hours. James Comey, remember him? He was the head of the FBI. James Comey wrote something.
His foot in his mouth more than most of it.
Well, and also a lot of people are saying it was because he was part of this conspiracy with all this false information against Trump that started this $30 million investigation that cost the taxpayers a lot of money and ended up over the weekend in not a whole lot. In fact, maybe a whole lot of good news for the Trump campaign, saying no collusion, no conspiracy between any American.
But it doesn't exonerate him, Jennifer.
In the Trump campaign, right. And then he said it was inconclusive about whether there was obstruction, but the attorney general said if there's no crime, how can there be obstruction? So James Comey, in response to the Mueller report, said, I have a lot of questions. And so Lindsey Graham said something to the effect of, me too, Jim, see you soon. And it looks like maybe the Republicans are going to now go after some of the perpetrators of this report. Keep in mind, there were...
So you don't say the Lindsey Graham thing is not aimed at Trump, it's aimed at Comey.
It's aimed at Comey, absolutely. There are a lot of questions on the Republican side of the aisle about just exactly how this investigation got started. So as the Democrats are calling for the full report to be public, and by the way, I am too. I think it should absolutely be made public.
Yeah.
President Trump and his team say, and we also want the founding documents, the way that this investigation got started to be made public. I do too. I think that's fair for the American people to know, because what started all of this is the dossier we've been talking so much about that was funded in part by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, this firm called Fusion GPS. They actually bought the information from Russia, a foreign adversary of the United States, through a foreign spy, Christopher Steele. That information was given to John McCain, who sent it over to James Comey, to Andrew McCabe. This goes really deep into the Obama-era Department of Justice. So there are going to be a lot of questions. Democrats are going to start clinging to obstruction of justice. Republicans are going to say, show us how this investigation was founded and try to figure out if this was the ultimate takedown attempt of an American president. And that's kind of where we stand. If you think that this thing would be swept under the rug for 2020, no way. This is going to be front and center in the 2020 election. If I were the Democratic Party today, I would say we're celebrating the fact that the American president did not collude with Russia, and we're going to start talking about health care, because it's the one issue that President Trump hasn't really addressed yet and hasn't been able to deliver on, and it's the second most important issue right behind immigration to the American people, according to multiple surveys. If I were the Democrats today, I'd shut up, I'd move on, and I'd start talking health care if you really want to see Trump get out of office. I think perhaps Robert Mueller may have handed Trump the keys to his reelection in 2020.
So William Barr, the Attorney General, is going to have to go before the House Judiciary Committee, or does he have to? He's been asked to testify. Does he say, no, I don't want to, or does he have to show up?
Well, he really doesn't have to testify, and I think the Democrats are going to ask. The Democrats are ticked today, and so they're talking about subpoenaing Robert Mueller, who was their hero for the last several years. Now they want to subpoena him and get him in front of the committee, which I think is crazy and just more showboating. But what I think will probably happen first is we're going to be in a waiting period to see if how much of the report will be released. The whole report cannot be released because there's grand jury testimony in there that is going to have to be redacted. But William Barr promised to release as much of the report as he possibly can, and I think he's going to do that. One thing that I learned over the weekend, and I'm going to share it with you because I think it's interesting, the reason that this report doesn't immediately go public is actually because of the Democrats. Back when Clinton had his independent investigator, remember Ken Starr?
Yeah.
Ken Starr,
who doesn't remember Ken Starr,
released his report directly to the American people. It didn't go to the Attorney General. It went straight to the American people. And inside that report was a lot of embarrassing, personal, and salacious material. We all know what it is. If you have a cigar out there, you remember about President Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. The Democrats at the time were furious that this was released right away and embarrassed Bill Clinton to that extent. So they passed protective legislation for future independent counsels and special investigators that actually protected the information that was put in those reports. So it was actually the Democrats who changed the law in the country to make the report that now Robert Mueller did go straight to the Attorney General and not be permitted to go for public consumption, which I think is kind of interesting. And now they're fighting to change that rule back.
You know what I think is so fabulous, actually? I'm tipping my hat to you. You always know more than the average. Anybody who wasn't paying attention or was, in the last 4 or 5 minutes, you had maybe basic questions about what happened in the report. You found out in the last 4 or 5 minutes on this program more than you probably would be able to find out in any other single source, thanks to the synthetic mind. That doesn't sound right. Thanks to the the mind that's able to synthesize.
I'll take synthetic. It's my hair color. No big deal.
Oh, okay. It's your hair color. That's what it
is. I need a few more synthetic highlights,
right,
if you don't mind.
But I'm serious about that. I think that you always have a fabulous grasp of the inside stuff, the ins and outs of things like this that are hard to accept, right? Well, not hard to accept, but they're hard to understand, hard to glean in a short period of time.
For most people who don't want to spend their life doing this, who wants to?
Yeah.
I was laughing this weekend, and believe me, this was not me consuming my whole weekend. I did this research kind of, you know, on Sunday. But I was laughing at the people that were doing wall-to-wall coverage on these cable networks.
Oh, my God, ridiculous.
Of nothing. The Robert Mueller report.
Absolutely nothing.
The Robert Mueller report is it. Okay, what's new? The Robert Mueller report
nothing.
Is it. All right, so give me something else.
Nothing.
I mean, it wasn't until Sunday afternoon when the summary actually came out that there was anything to learn. It was just
it was
so
ridiculous.
Stupid.
I was telling you earlier on the plane coming west yesterday, I was watching, because you get the, if you have a Wi-Fi, you can watch live television. So I wanted to see what this, I don't normally watch the Sunday morning news shows at all, because I don't
think
they're newsy.
Yesterday.
I think it's they're garbage most of the time. And they're very pejorative. Chuck Todd annoys me more than the rest of them with his leading questions. He doesn't, you know, it's like leading the witness, Your Honor. The lawyer is testifying. That's kind of what he does. And but then there was CBS's Face the Nation that I watched. I watched some of the CNN reliable sources. I don't know what. And it was all just, it was the people, if you have nothing else in your life, it's swell. Sit and watch that stuff until the cows come home. But if you have a life, there is nothing that's a bigger waste of time than sitting in front of the TV set and watching that garbage. And it is literally just verbal garbage.
It's so misleading. That's really why it's important to try to learn a little bit about this stuff for yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you'd been paying attention the last 2 years, you were convinced that Donald Trump was a Russian agent. And that wasn't true. You can hate him all you want. I mean, you can not like him for his personality, all these things. But go after that stuff. It's the stuff that we're making up, and it's just no good. I don't know.
It's fake news. Okay, 15 past the hour, DJV time. My Pillow has conducted a clinical sleep study that proves that the MyPillow changes and improves the quality of your rest. Fewer interruptions, increased restorative deep sleep, It helps reduce snoring, improves oxygen levels, so you wake up being more refreshed. And that's, we've got the premium pillow. That's a place to start, the regular pillows, the mattress toppers. But these new Giza sheets are fabulous. So if you wake up and you have to fix your sheets every night, there's another distraction because they aren't fitted well. They aren't fitted at all. If your sheets are keeping you up, that's a load of sheet. You know what I mean? Let's try not to do that anymore. Let's go to MyPillow.com and order the Giza cotton sheets. The cotton's from Egypt. It feels so good. You'll all love getting into bed anyway with sheets that feel like that. This is make it even more wonderful to jump into beds. The durable pockets that fit over any bed. MyPillow, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow sheets. Right here in America, they come, they're made, you can wash them, anything that they make, you can wash them and dry them. So go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today. This deal gives you 30% off by using the DJV code and free shipping. Free shipping, 30% off with Giza sheets for every size bed, every size pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get yours now while the supplies last. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
How is it spring already? Did you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Jennifer, the second Parkland shooting survivor has died this weekend. A couple of suicides. Her name was Sydney Aiello. She took her own life. Pictures of her. She looks like such a delightful young woman. How do you suppose? I mean, you know, the trauma that goes with this. One of her best friends was right next to her. She got shot, and so apparently she couldn't handle it. And
survivor's guilt is very strong. You question why you survived and someone else didn't. I'm sure there's also the post-traumatic stress of going through something that horrific. I don't think any of us can imagine what this poor girl went through.
Yeah.
No. And
I guess she was enrolled in college, but she had told her mom that she was having trouble going to classes because just the fear of walking into a big classroom where you don't know what's going to happen. She was just scared of being shot wherever she went. And it's just...
Good mental health, man. These people all need a lot of help, a lot of support. They really do. Here, speaking of that, one of the richest families in Germany that owns the controlling interest in Krispy Kreme donuts and Panera bread is now going to donate a lot of money to charity. They learned last week that their ancestors were supporters of Adolf Hitler and used forced labor under the Nazis to get their wealth, their riches. So they're going to give a lot of money. That's got to be a horrible thing. They just to learn that and know it about your family. If 21 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Change at the hour now on the DJV program. It's music time for this hour. And up front first in this circumstance. Hold on just a minute while I move that. You know what drives me nuts about computers? They make too much noise. All right. Here we have Steve Perry releasing what he's calling his first official music video in 25 years for the song We're Still Here, which is what you're hearing in the background from his comeback album, Traces. Remember him as the frontman from Journey? In the video, he drives around L.A. in a black 70s Chevelle Supersport and reflects on the passage of time. I had one of those puppies. They were a lot of fun, man. Perry says, I had just started writing the song when we were sketching it out in the studio. We broke for dinner. I went to this place down the street, and that was the first time I'd been in Hollywood in a long, long time. Here I was on Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood and Vine, just walking around. I saw a whole new generation of 16, 17-year-olds running around, and through these children I felt a kinship. We're still here doing the same thing. So this video was created to promote the new deluxe edition of Traces, which featured five different bonus tracks from the album Sessions. He was inspired to record Traces, his first release after a two-decade departure from the music world. He lost his girlfriend, Kelly Nash, to cancer a couple of years ago. She turned to him near the end of her life and presented him with something very serious. She said, quote, if something ever happens to me, I want you to make me a promise. Promise me you won't go back into isolation. If you do, I fear this would be all for naught. Aside from a handful of brief appearances a few years back, Perry hasn't performed since the end of his last solo tour in 1995. He did show up to Journey's 2017 induction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he didn't sing. A lot of fans think he ought to have a Traces tour. No dates, though, have surfaced. So that's the latest from Steve Perry. Here's some news from Celine Dion, for those of you who are fans. It looks like she's going to be the next artist to buckle up for a carpool karaoke ride. James Corden tweeted a photo of himself with Celine in the car, captioned, oh, hey, at Celine Dion. According to witnesses, they filmed Dion's version of this segment, which features artists that sing along with their songs while they're in the car with Gordon. They apparently they did the taping on Friday of last week. She likes to sing with her fans. Last week, video footage of her sharing the spotlight with a 7-year-old fan on I Surrender went viral. Did you see that, Kara? I did not.
I thought it was pretty cute.
Is it cute? Yeah. No date given yet for the Celine Carpool Karaoke segment, but it probably will air later this week or early next week. So, Celine Dion on Carpool Karaoke. So, there is that, sir. And now, let's go back a little bit, shall we? Speaking of stories, sitting on the dock of the bay. I never do sitting because of bad English, but sitting on the dock of the bay. One of the great songs from the 60s, one of the sixth most played tracks of the past century. More than 50 years later, it's still one of the most requested songs by people who take to the seas for a cruise vacation. Here's Jake Curtis on more regarding Sitting in the Morning Sun.
Sitting in the morning sun.
More than 50 years ago, Otis Redding wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay while living on a houseboat in the San Francisco Bay. Dock of the Bay has since become one of the most beloved and iconic songs ever written about the ocean. That's why Princess Cruises teamed up with Playing for Change and the estate of Otis Redding to create a star-studded music video filmed in port cities around the world visited by Princess Cruises and featuring Corinne Bailey Ray, Otis Redding's sons Otis Redding III and Dexter Redding, and more. During March, in observance of Music in Our Schools Month, fans and guests on board Prince's ships can enjoy the video and donate to the Otis Redding and Playing for Change Foundations to support music education for children. The Prince's Community Foundation will match donations made before March 31st, 2019, up to $25,000. Watch the video and learn more at princess.com/dockofthebay.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia investigation final report is released, and President Trump says of it,
it was a complete and total exoneration.
But Democrats dispute that, saying the entire document should be made public, and the head of the House Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is calling for total transparency.
We will ask the Attorney General to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. We will demand the release of the full report. The American people are entitled to a full accounting of the president's misconduct referenced by the special counsel.
At least 7 people wounded in a rocket attack at a residential community north of Tel Aviv, Israel, this morning. The rocket was fired from Gaza, the attack prompting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce he'll be cutting short his visit to Washington this week. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of 2 people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on the Monday DJV program. All right, so Jennifer has gone off to her other gig doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria is in Nashville with her pals, so that leaves it to Kara and me to fill the info void. Somebody said to me yesterday, and I'm trying to remember where I was when somebody talked to me about the program, and they talked about one of the reasons they liked it is because we covered so much ground. We talked about so many things, kept moving, so that people knew what was going on, but then we didn't really stay into the focus. So I'm going to do that right now. Maybe we should have a regular feature, Kara, called Disasters in the News. And the first one has to do with the stranded cruise ship. I don't really know too much. I mean, I say disaster. Here's a ship that has engine trouble that is in the middle of the ocean in a storm. How'd you like to be on a cruise line? And you told me you had some connection. Your mother had a friend who is on this cruise.
Well, first of all, have you watched the videos of this? Because
yeah, I'm just looking at them now, as a matter
of
fact.
How would you feel being on it? I mean, there's like 26-foot waves hitting up against the side of it. There's stuff flying everywhere. Chairs are moving. There's a piano in one of the rooms that's moving from side to side. There's stuff coming off of the ceiling. It's crazy. But yeah, one of my sister has a really good friend, and her parents are on that cruise ship. Well, I guess that they were evacuated. They got, I think, 500 people off via helicopter, and then they were finally able to get some of the engines turned on, and so they pulled it into the port. But, yeah, it was crazy, and this was actually their, they'd been on another cruise ship before where they missed multiple ports because of bad weather. And so this was kind of their reward. This was their payback for that. They got to go on this ship, and now something even worse happens. And
have a good time.
Yeah.
See you next year.
Yeah, I was reading about the story, and it seemed like most people who were on the ship thought that they were being taken care of well, and they were well fed, and, you know, everyone seemed to be handling the emergency well. But, boy, I would not want to be there.
No. Awful. I was on a cruise ship back in the late 80s. I'd taken a group of listeners to the Mediterranean on what they called a classical music tour, and I was the American host. There were people from countries all around the world, very wealthy folks, and I was the last night of the cruise. It was a 10-day cruise. Last night of the cruise, we were in a huge Mediterranean storm, and I had eaten too much of bad stuff.
Oh, no.
And so I got so sick. I would never, to that point or since then, ever been that sick. I had to give me a shot to put me out, and from that my immune system got so instantly weakened that I developed Epstein-Barr and still have that mononucleosis, and the things that go with it, like chicken pox and shingles and all that other stuff, are all part of what you get, and it was a miserable experience. I would not want that to happen to anybody, but you're so vulnerable. They talk about, you know, whether you're on a two-engine airplane going to Hawaii or whether you're out in the middle of an ocean. Hello, oceans cover 70% of the surface of the planet. And in some of these wild storms, what chance really do you have? It's not like the Poseidon Adventure, because most of the time now, when there are storms like that, these ships stay in port. They don't even go out. They don't take the chance. But imagine if you're caught in one of them. You know, there are thousands of these cruise ships. Cruising has become, a very good friend of mine is on a cruise right now in the Mediterranean, Caribbean. I used to just go on cruises to take listeners out. I did it four or five times over the years, and it was kind of fun. You know, it was, wasn't my favorite way to spend a lot of time. So what I'd do is I'd go and greet the listeners and stay with them for a day or two. Then I'd get off the ship. I'd go back and do my stuff, and then I'd come back for the last day or two of the cruise. And it was okay. We had nice meets and greets. It was fun. But being in that weather, oof. Horrible. Next disaster, the family behind Purdue Pharma's been hit with a massive lawsuit by more than 600 cities, counties, and tribes in 28 different states for manufacturing OxyContin. It's faced lawsuits before, but what's significant about this one is the size of it. Imagine 600 different plaintiffs. The allegations are similar to the other suits against Purdue. I'm betting this is going to put this company out of business. It says the company misled doctors, attempted to change the narrative, and made more money by basically greasing the palms of doctors who were paid off to use their, you know, this product, OxyContin. We all know how addictive it is. 70,000 people died of these addictions last year. The lawsuit lists 9 falsehoods allegedly crafted by the company. One of them, the signs of addiction are actually signs of pain and should be treated with more painkillers. Uh-huh. There's another one, alternative forms of pain relief aren't as effective as opioids, despite recent research that suggests otherwise. Well, you know what? That's just a damn lie. Marijuana, as you maybe you've already done this, I was looking at another report over the weekend about how people are, especially seniors, are getting very tuned in to marijuana, whether it's medicinal or whether it's recreational. But the biggest, I was fascinated with this because I don't know anybody my age that I know outwardly smokes pot. But apparently I'm alone in that because everybody else says they know lots of people who have smoked pot. And most of the people that are using it now are seniors. They're the market.
for medical marijuana to help with pain. And that's the thing. You see, this is the opioids have created such a focus on it. Now people are looking. There have been a lot of doctors specialize their practice in pain, handling pain, pain prevention, that sort of thing. And so now the alternative, the opioids, is marijuana. That's why it's going to be legalized quite quickly. I think in the next year or so you'll see marijuana used, legalized for not only medical but recreational use all around the country. There'll be some mechanism to do that. And that's mostly because of the result of what's happened, the abuses coming from the painkillers like OxyContin that have killed them. When's the last time you heard or saw anything about somebody being killed or dying because they smoked marijuana? 70,000 people last year lost their lives using OxyContin, but did anybody, I don't know of any, they probably are people, I'm guessing there probably are people that have lost their lives, but
yeah,
certainly
but
not to them.
I think of it more as associated, like it might happen, I don't know, if someone was driving under the influence or something like
yes.
that, but not typically just from ingesting it into their system.
Right, I think you're right about that. All right, next disaster is this major salmonella outbreak, which now appears to have been taken care of. The CDC says salmonella from contaminated beef infected 400 people around the country. 117 were hospitalized. Nobody died. I think we talked about this, what, last Thursday or Friday? The outbreak came from a company in Arizona called JBS Tolleson. Affected products were packaged in July, August, and September of last year. This is frozen ground beef under any number of different labels, as is always the case with this stuff. Whether it's got on it, it says packaged for, and it could have been packaged for Walmart, it could have been packaged for Kroger, could have been packaged for Albertsons, for Ralph's, you name Wegman, it doesn't make any difference. It's all the same company, and they get the beef from the same places. Look for EST-267. If you have any frozen beef from any source, look on the package. If it says EST-267, bring it back to the store and get your money back. Do not do what the company says, and that's throw it out. No, make them pay for the mistake. Why should you pay? You pay how much of money? I don't even know. What is it? I don't buy meat. I don't even know what it costs. What's a pound of hamburger cost these days? $6-$7?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. So let's say you bought a 2-pound package. That's $14. Why should you throw that down the drain because these guys screwed up? Bring it back to the store and get your money back. They're not going to ask you any questions. It's very, very important that you do that. I can't imagine just letting these, you don't let these people off the hook that way. It's good for them, not good for you. So let's do it the smart way. In a moment, the story of a drugged orangutan. First, how about we give you some relief? You got a lower back problem, muscles ache, you get out of bed in the morning, and it's pain. It's awful. I know because I've been doing this for a long time. I get out of bed in the morning. Oftentimes when I'm doing the radio program, I actually have back support. When I'm on the air sitting up straight, I want to have back support because my lower back when I wake up in the morning is stiff and sore from years of problems lifting things that were too heavy on the farm the wrong way, that sort of thing. So if you have a back problem like that and it's actually slowing you down, making anything you do almost impossible to do, the best news you can hear right now is spend 60 seconds figuring out how you can get on the phone right away. Call 800-291-4180 and order Purity Products Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. This is the way to loosen up the muscles, because the muscles are what give you the back pain, not the fact, well, you've got a slip disc or something wrong, a herniated disc. The muscles around it are there to protect it and sort of hold it together, and so when they get tight and tired, you get a sore back. This is a clinically tested herbal formula that provides you with ultimate back comfort. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is available right now, and you don't have to pay for the first bottle. You heard me correctly. The folks at Purity are so sure this will help you. Anybody who's got a back problem will be walking smoother, enjoying life again after you've spent a month on this Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. So call now and order 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. That's the only way you get the free bottle. 800-291-4180. Receive your free bottle, pay the shipping, and that's it. Get the ultimate relief. Lower back relief formula from Purity Products. Get the first bottle free at 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180 for superb back pain relief.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Who doesn't love Adele? I don't think she's had a new song for a while, though, Kara. Has she?
Yeah, I think her album came out 2 years ago. Yeah, she hasn't done anything since then.
Right. But she still is certainly on people's minds. Matter of fact, there was kind of a cute thing at a Greenwich Village gay bar. She, Adele, and her pal Jennifer Lawrence just showed up at the bar on Friday night. They went in, and Adele grabbed the microphone, and she sang for them, and they had, you can imagine the crowd got kind of excited. It was an unexpected thing, just a lot of people partying in Greenwich Village, and so there were posts all over social media.
I was going to say, I saw people losing their mind on Twitter. Just everyone who was in the bar, it totally made their night probably easier. I mean, that would be fun. I would love that.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Exactly, a lot of fun. Here's something not so much fun. A Russian tourist has been arrested after airport security discovered a drugged orangutan in his suitcase. So there's a joke probably there someplace. A two-year-old orangutan, this fellow Andrei Zezkov, told authorities that a friend had given him the animal as a gift, and the only way he could get him back to Russia was to drug him and put him in a suitcase. I don't know about you, but any orangutan that I've ever seen, I can't imagine fitting him into a suitcase. Can you? This must have been a pretty small orangutan.
Well, it was only two, so it was pretty small, but it's just, it's sad. It had the sweetest little face.
That's very sweet animals.
Yeah, well, I guess the people in the airport were scared to open up the basket because they were worried it might, you know, be violent or run around, but it was just sleeping, and it was so cute.
Very
quiet. I feel so bad for it.
Is it March Madness or March Sadness? I guess it depends on where you are. Number 13 UC Irvine lost to number 12 Oregon, 73-54. So for the people who are betting on that, for it to come out differently, you have March Sadness along with March Madness. 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listen too much, too long to this theme to get it. This is Movie Moments on the DJV program with Chuck Curry. The music from Star Trek. You see, there was a marathon on one of the channels. I think it was on Saturday Night, or a couple of the channels Saturday. I think it was on Showcase. There was one of the Star Trek movies with Shatner, one of them with Patrick Stewart, and then one of them with the two of them together. I didn't remember that there was ever one that had the two of them together, but apparently there was. I must have missed it. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I do. That was the one where they killed off Captain Kirk, William Shatner's character, right, which I think in retrospect they realized
was a mistake.
Was somewhat of a mistake. Yeah, you know, I remember watching that in the theater. I don't think even the scene itself, I think it was Star Trek Nemesis that was,
yes,
but it didn't have the impact or the power that that death scene should have had. That should have been one of the all-time iconic death scenes.
Yeah.
Killing off Captain.
Well, when they killed off Spock in the earlier movie, was the second or third movie they killed off Spock, and then he came back in the next one.
Right.
That was pretty. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
that was gritty.
But anyway, right, so when we play that theme song, theme music, is that Leonard Nimoy, who passed away 4 years ago, was born on this day in 1931. Spock, an all-time iconic character, played brilliantly by Leonard Nimoy. You know, he also he's in one of my favorite films of the 70s, which is a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Donald Sutherland, and he did it. He was a great narrator. His voice was pretty majestic. He did a show, narrated a show in the late 70s that I used to watch with my parents, called In Search Of, where they would do In Search Of Bigfoot, In Search Of Loch Ness Monster.
Remember that?
Which back in the day I thought was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was very good. There's a great, I saw it on television a couple of years ago, a very interesting overview of his life and his career, where he started, where he lived. He came from suburban Boston, and he went out to California to make, and he lived in a very modest little house, even when he was big in Star Trek. He was very modest about everything in his life, but it was kind of a nice documentary. All right, speaking of, let's see, what do we do this weekend? I went to see The Kid. What did you see?
Yep. The only movie I saw was the movie Jordan Peele's horror film Us, which I talked about on Friday.
It was number one this weekend, too, wasn't it, at the box office?
To a massive opening weekend, $70.2 million on a $20 million budget, although the marketing budget was pretty big. That is the biggest opening for an original horror film of all time. So this guy who did the movie Get Out and is going to be the narrator and the host of the new CBS streaming Twilight Zone reboot is really gained a lot of traction in the industry, now become very respected. I have to say, as I said Friday, the film didn't work great for me, but I know a lot of people who went to see it and liked it a lot, but that is a very big opening for a original R-rated horror film, $70.2 million.
You know what else is happening a lot in the movies? The re-release. Remember when the 68 comeback special for Elvis came out, went to the movies a couple of nights, and then, legitimate movie theaters, I went to see it. Now, Diana Ross's documentary that was actually a rebroadcast of a concert from Central Park in 1983 is going to be shown this week, in two different nights, on HBO. Is it HBO or Showtime? I think it was HBO. No, Showtime.
Okay.
7 o'clock. You go to the movies and you see Diana Ross. I think I'll go see this week. But the point I'm making is that there's so much now focus on some of these stars, these musical stars, with shows about them. I can't tell you how every time I go to the movies. Yesterday, the same trailer for The Life and Times of Elton John. That's going to be, I think, a big hit. I think there are other movies being set up about, the lives of some of these music stars.
Well, because, the Freddie Mercury movie of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, did over $200 million here in the U.S. alone, almost $1 billion worldwide, and that movie came out to somewhat split reviews, but wound up gaining a lot of public traction and wound up getting nominated for Best Picture. I thought it was a great entertainment. But anyway, this Elton John biopic, Rocket Man, which comes out this summer, they say now it will be an R-rated movie, unlike Bohemian Rhapsody, which they cut down to a PG-13 to have a more accessible sized audience. I was surprised to read the fact that Elton John, who was one of the producers, said, just throw it all out there. Like, don't, it is what it is. My life, just show my life the way it was. Don't sanitize it, which I think makes probably for a better movie if you're an actual fan of the star. But I am a little surprised, based on what Bohemian Rhapsody did, that the studio would not cut it down to PG-13, right. So it will be rated R.
All right, so number one is Us. Quickly, the other four movies.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.